welcome to Inspired Island, where every episode we sit down with someone living an inspired life here on Vashon Island in Puget Sound. From world-class artists and musicians to chefs and business owners, our little rural island has it all. I'm your host, Grace McCray, a new full-time Vashon Island resident, and thank you for joining me on this journey to discover why Vashon is such an inspired island. And welcome back to Inspired Island. I'm really excited about today because we have somebody in the studio who is a creator and developer of the newest app designed just for Vashon Islanders. Max Silverman is here with us in the studio, and he's here to discuss the new Fairy Godmother app, and that is Fairy as in the fairy system, F-E-R-R-Y, Godmother. And this is one of the few apps around here designed for Vashonites by a Vashonite. And I'm really excited to learn more about the app and in true Inspired Island fashion, learn a little bit more about Max as a person as well. Welcome to Inspired Island, Max.
Thanks, Grace. I appreciate you wanting to chat about it.
Of course. Could you tell us a little bit about the Fairy Godmother app and what it does, who it's designed for?
Sure. It is basically a tool for islanders to help them coordinate off-island errands and transportation. It was born out of the observation that ferry travel is both very expensive and mainland trips are really time-consuming. And the idea that there's always people going on and off-island, and if you had an easy way to coordinate and communicate, you could maybe share the burden of the errands or rides and save people a lot of time and money. And it was just an idea I had like years ago, like shortly after I moved here. And then I got into doing app development work and I figured maybe I could actually build it. And so here we are.
Very cool. When did you start actually tinkering with building this app?
I started thinking about designs in the late summer, I think. And then I had a little bit of a lull in work in the fall and I kind of just dove in headfirst and spent the last few months like figuring out how all the moving pieces of the app would work functionally and designing it and doing some testing with some friends and kind of polishing it until it felt ready for public consumption.
What do you think are some of like the use cases?
The first thing everyone always says is Costco.
Oh, yeah.
But airport rides, I think, are going to be a big one.
Like, hey, I'm going to the airport. Does somebody want to join me?
Yeah.
Or vice versa?
But even just like any kind of mainland trip where somebody's going in the same area that you are, because I think a lot of people tend to park at the ferry and take public transit.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, I think, probably a lot of trips that would overlap. And so that's, I think, something that could really help people getting to wherever they're going on any side of the island without having to like hop on two buses or, you know, pay $30 to take a Lyft somewhere if they're not driving.
Yeah, totally. And what do you say to somebody who's like, why wouldn't I just use Facebook for this? What are the unique aspects of this app?
Yeah, well, it's actually interesting because I've noticed a lot of the use cases that I built this for are happening already on like the various Vashon Facebook groups. But this is because the app is designed specifically for these use cases.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a lot of the touch points much more seamless. Like one of the things that the app does is it lets you share expiring ferry passes.
Mm.
So you can just post it and say, and like, it's good through Saturday and there's two rides left. And people do that in the Facebook groups, but there's no easy way to like know if it's been used or save it anywhere. And so those kind of things will make it much easier to manage the logistics of all these different things.
I downloaded it on my phone this morning. And I wasn't charged. Is this going to be a free app forever?
It's a mutual aid project as of now. There is a donate option.
Cool.
I feel like it's kind of similar to the way Jordan built Ferry Friend, but there's no features that are like limited to at first, at least.
Mm-hmm.
I could see it like there's definitely an opportunity maybe for people to use it as a side hustle and like, do errands for people,
You know,
and get paid. And if that works out, maybe there's a way to make a little bit money for myself off of it. But that wasn't the idea to start. It was just sort of like something to give back to the island.
I love that. Yeah, there's some different ways that it might take off and sounds like you're open to different options.
Yeah, I feel like there's always this balance of trying to build something really true to a vision and like polish it and get it ready to launch, and also not going too far down that road because you don't know how it's going to be received. And maybe it turns out that the ferry pass feature is the one that everyone loves and that's everything that gets used. And so getting it out and starting to see like, A, are people using it and how are they using it? And then tailoring it to those use cases, that's kind of the plan.
The idea of creating your own app is pretty daunting to me. Do you have experience creating apps?
I've created a handful at this point, but only one of them has been launched and is in use with, you know, a moderate sized group of users. And that's Mycophile, which was the mycology tracker. And that's something I actually built for myself originally because I do mushroom cultivation as just a hobby, and I could not find a way to track the various like inventory items and, or, you know, the culture lists. And like, there was no good tool for doing that. I built a spreadsheet for myself and didn't use it because it was really cumbersome. So I built Mycophile as an app to help myself. And then people who I knew that were also growing said, like, this is really helpful. You should make it public. And so I launched it like a year and a half ago and have a few hundred users using it regularly. And
very cool.
I'm making a little bit of money from it, but cool. Yeah.
And did you go to school for app development or software?
No, I studied engineering. I started as a mechanical engineer and then ditched that for an easier path. But I think a lot of the engineering like mindset is similar. It's very logic oriented, and it's what I've always been kind of gravitated to.
And has there been any major headaches thus far with the Fairy Godmother app? Like any really big hurdles that you had to cross?
Honestly, I think the biggest hurdle was my own like overexcitement to build it, because I kind of got ahead of myself in the development process and ended up having to like kind of take a few steps back and redo some work. But ultimately, I think it ended up getting to a really good place because of that. And like seeing the ways, like when I did a test session with my friends and seeing how they were using it and what things were like they were getting stuck on, and kind of helped me to really hone it in and build something that was designed for people who might not be really app savvy. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the big considerations, because obviously the Vashon population does skew a little bit older. And so I don't want it only to be useful to people who are like really familiar with apps and using them all the time.
Right. Well, just by downloading the app, it did look quite clean and user-friendly. Yeah. And there's a little function that kind of introduces you to the app. It shows you the different functions and kind of guides you along for 2 minutes or less. So that was really cool. So I'm excited to see once there's users and activity.
Yeah,
buzzing.
I'm really excited. I'm going to announce it and see what happens. Well, I did want to mention specifically about Fairy Godmother. One of the things that I think has made Mycophile, which is the mycology app, really well received and well reviewed and successful, is that I've been like hyper responsive on the support side. And so that's something I'd like to mirror in Fairy Godmother. Like, to me, that's what, like, you can only do so much to create something great, and you have to be able to listen and respond to people's actual experience with it.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that people will be really engaged and let me know if they like it or don't like it, or what's working or not working, or what ideas they have. And that's the kind of feedback loop that actually makes it good and viable long term. So that's a hope I have for this launch.
I was kind of wondering what your experience will be like once it's out in the wild, like, you know, what kind of upkeep and maintenance you have for Fairy Godmother.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so the other side, like being really responsive to people letting you know about bugs is, in my mind, that's like should be priority number one for any software product. So that's all, like, I'm always looking to see what's not working and get to the heart of it as quickly as I can. And then once that foundation is there, then you can start having cool ideas for what else it can do, or like bells and whistles. But like, that's the foundational work that you need to be really diligent about.
Excellent. And right now, from where you're sitting, what would you like 1 year from now to look like for the app?
Well, that's a good question. I would love it to be a tool that people go to regularly for you know, the various different kinds of help that it can provide. I'm especially interested to see if it's useful for local businesses, who I think probably often might need things off island on short notice and have really no option currently. Yeah, I think I want it to alleviate this burden in some meaningful way for like a regular set of people that are living here.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And also, I think something that I was thinking about, possible benefit is just potentially even just taking a few cars off the road, off the ferry a day. Like that adds up. So that would be really cool.
It's a lot of like travel hours saved, hopefully. And I know I've talked to people who are, you know, they have their regular Costco trip that they do every week and are just like, yeah, I'd be happy to pick up a few things for somebody on the way, you know, or there. Yeah.
Maybe Costco should sponsor the app.
I don't know how they feel about people buying things for other people.
But it happens.
Also, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
If it gets that big, that's a good problem to have.
Yes. If they start calling you, then you'll know you've made it. Well, I would love to know a little bit about your backstory. I know we've met socially a couple times around Vashon, but I don't know much about where you grew up, what you were like as a kid.
I grew up in New York in a kind of suburban place. Long Island is technically where I'm from.
Okay.
Like 30 minutes outside of Manhattan. Yeah, it was a pretty typical suburban upbringing. I was always kind of math and science focused kid. I know you were asking me earlier about like parallels between my childhood and this kind of work. And I remember one of the first things I wanted to be was an inventor.
Aww.
I think in my like elementary school yearbook, that's what I put. And I remember when I was like 8 or 9, I built this little tool that helped, it made it easier to tie water balloons. It was like a little piece of wood with some nails on it that like helped me get the balloon end tied.
Oh, there we go.
So that was my first invention. And I feel like there's like echoes of that here. It's just sort of like thinking of a better way to do something and, you know, that's helpful and useful.
I love that.
Yeah.
Coming up with different inventions and with the 21st century spin on it.
Yeah. And the thing about the coding I've done has been using what's called low code development platforms.
Okay.
So it's mostly kind of like drag and drop. And then there's a little bit of light coding that happens for customization. So I don't do heavy coding like a lot of app developers do. And this is a new way. It's actually allowed a lot more people into the fold of development work.
Like there's not the kind of gatekeeping of coding in the way.
Yeah, it's like you don't have to learn another language to do the work. You can have your, you know, your vision and be a little bit technical and actually make some real apps.
And in terms of your inventor / you know, creating new things for the world, I know that you went through the TechStars program, which is an accelerator program, if folks aren't familiar with it, that's very famous. And I know they have like satellite offices around, but I think they started in New York. Could you tell us a little bit about that experience?
Yeah, so that was with a company that I co-founded, which started as a crowdfunding platform built specifically for independent filmmakers. And I was there from like, you know, a few months in. And I had met the founder in San Francisco and we kind of had good complementary skill sets. And so I came on board super early and helped her develop the idea and fundraise and hire a team and all that stuff. And we ended up going through this program. We were in LA and we got invited to Boston to spend the winter in Boston doing this work. And so it was just like, she dragged me out there and we went through this like intensive 12-week program. And it was super interesting because they really like, they kind of force you to be really brutally honest about your business and about understanding the value that you're providing to your users and trying to like really stress test things. Because like the idea of accelerating it is, you know, asking the hard questions as early as you can and as often as you can.
Yeah.
But it was also, we were with like such a diverse group of other companies there. It was interesting to see their like, one company that was doing, they were called Spoiler Alert, and they were reducing the food waste from grocery stores. So they would like take food that was deemed not sellable in the retail environment and bring it to food banks and other like food insecure people through whatever channels. But lots of really interesting, smart people doing cool work. So that was a really cool part of it.
I've often thought Netflix should do a documentary series, like a behind the scenes of these types of accelerators.
Yeah.
Because people love,
or
you know,
just watch Silicon Valley.
Yeah. Oh, that. Yeah. You could see the dramatized version. But yeah, people love shows like Shark Tank. So I've always thought, you know, a more gritty behind the scenes.
Yeah. Shark Tank
cool.
doesn't really give you the grind side
of
it.
Yeah. Yeah. So Max, when did you move to Vashon Island? When in your story does Vashon pop up?
I came mid-COVID. I'd been living in LA. I had transitioned out of Seed and Spark and was working on a couple different projects there. And then it was this, there were, you know, it's kind of, you know, auspicious that I'm talking about this now, but the mountains were on fire for a lot of that year. Oh. And their like air was filled with smoke. And it was just, it felt like a place that, it felt kind of inhospitable. Mm. So I left. My brother and I were actually both there. We went and stayed with my parents in New York for a couple months in like the peak of COVID. And I was not really sure what my next career move was going to be. And I didn't really see myself going back to LA long term. Mm. And I had a friend of a friend who was living on Vashon, who we had struck up some text communication because I had started growing mushrooms as like a hobby and he was trying to get into it and he wanted to know like what the you know, process was like. Mm. And after a handful of exchanges, I was like, hey, why don't I just come up to Vashon and like, I'll show you how to do it in person. And then, I'll spend a month or two there and then go somewhere else. And then it just like, you know, Vashon kind of like pulls you in and next thing you know, it's 4 years later and here I am.
And you're building apps for the community.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it was very serendipitous, it feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know there's a mushroom culture on Vashon, but is it like a thriving community? How would you describe?
I think there are a lot of mycophiles here.
Okay.
I know there's a festival that happens I think it's been every year since I've been here. So yeah, I feel like, you know, the Northwest generally is really just like, there's a lot of interest on that front here and Vashon specifically too.
Yeah. Awesome. And has Vashon changed the way you've thought about your career trajectory going forward?
Yeah. I mean, it's been a big part of my life here has been career transition. I was working in more fast paced, like growth focused startup, you know, business kind of environments. And I was not suited to it. And I don't find it to be a particularly healthy way to live.
Mm-hmm.
And so trying to figure out how to still do some of the work that I find really interesting and kind of helps me or lets me flex like the like creative problem solving side of my brain, but without doing it in a way that is like leaves you burnt out and just feels like an endless treadmill, you know.
Mm.
That's been a question that I've been facing for a while.
Mm.
And so this kind of doing this app development work at a smaller scale and like thinking about it in terms of like communities that can be served and especially local communities, mm-hmm, feels much more amenable to the kind of life that I'm trying to live. But it's also tough to like, you know, try and support yourself doing it that way.
Absolutely. So I'm guessing it'll become a balance of some sort, but it sounds like you've learned what works for you, what doesn't. So
yeah, I mean, I've been lucky to have the time and space to do this for the last couple of years. But yeah, and so it's like, it takes a while to make that kind of transition for sure.
Yeah. And on that note, what is inspiring you these days? Obviously, Fairy Godmother's your current baby. You're just spending a lot of time with it. But where are you drawing inspiration for either yourself personally or professionally?
That's a good question. I feel like I've been trying to pay closer attention to what I feel drawn towards naturally.
Hmm.
And that seems to be leading me to more fulfilling work. I think like this is one of those things where I feel like I would dismiss the idea before I even tried, because I'm really good at thinking about all the ways that it will go wrong. But I did it so much that I would just like, I'd say, oh, that's not going to work at all. I'll just forget about that. And so following that and actually like balancing the vision with the kind of heads down work to like actually build it and then see what happens versus just dream about it and then wish that you had done it later or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know where the inspiration is, just whatever feels meaningful, I guess.
Yeah, I love that. And if you clearly have some of that inventor mindset, like you mentioned from your childhood, so that's really cool that you're trying to hone in and listen to where the ideas are coming from with that and not dismissing them.
Yeah, I think being a little bit more grounded with it, I think is the balance that you need to like make something like this and give it a chance to to like survive and thrive.
All right. See it as it comes. Well, Max, we love to close out every show with a fun lightning round of questions just to get to know you a little bit better. Are you game?
Yeah, strike me.
Okay. The first question is, do you have a favorite beverage on Vashon Island?
I love the pear cider from Dragon's Head. That's like one of my favorite summertime treats. Although since we just came through the holidays, the aged eggnog at the Ruby Brink is like, I've never really thought about eggnog at all, except for, you know, having it as a kid and thinking it was like, you know, dessert.
Yeah.
But this, it's really complex and just a really nice treat for over the holidays.
Ooh, that's a good tip.
So that's like on my mind.
And if you're not at home or working, where can people most often find you on the island? Like, do you have any favorite haunts around here?
I'm usually at the water somewhere, you know, try and mix it up. But yeah, I feel like one of the things that has kept me here is just the access to some of the most spectacular natural areas in my backyard. It's really all the trails and just the waterfront. And I feel like I'm still discovering new little nooks and crannies that I didn't know about 4 years in. And so that's, yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool for an island of this size. Yeah,
yeah,
just how much it provides for us. So do you have any pet peeves about island living?
Well, I mean, the ferry travel, obviously.
You're trying to solve one of the pet peeves.
I do miss, especially having come from LA, the diversity of food options. Like there is obviously not something that you have access to on the island here. So it would be awesome if there were more you know, options for food and snacks and whatever. But, you know, it is a small town and an island, so.
Yes. And I tend to go back to my, you know, favorite dishes at each restaurant and don't skew.
Oh, that
don't
was actually
get adventurous.
Another idea that people have floated that's not in the first version, but like some way to maybe like coordinate like pick up takeout from certain restaurants on certain days to give people here a little bit more access to different options. But I don't know, there's a lot of moving pieces there that would have to be figured out.
Yeah Well, we're excited to see.
Yeah.
And do you have a favorite Vashon Island tradition?
I love Stupid Bike Night. I feel like, or I think it's rebranded now as something else. People didn't like the word stupid, I think. Yeah, I feel like that's one of those kind of displays of creativity that's really inspiring. People really go all out, and yeah, I feel like it's just usually good vibes.
And last question is, where can people find you or learn more about you and your work?
That is a good question. I don't have a ton of online presence aside from like my LinkedIn, but I have an Instagram account for Mycophile, the app, which is at Mycophile app. And that's really it.
And the app itself.
Yeah. The app itself.
Yep. You'll be on it behind the scenes.
I'll personally respond to all the support messages. So.
That's the fastest way to get in touch with Max.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
This
has been a pleasure.
Fun. Yes, thanks so much for having me.
And thank you for listening. Again, this is Inspired Island on Voice of Vashon, KVSH LP Vashon, your listener-supported island connection. Until next time, stay inspired.